life with a rookie quarterback?
Well, there's a lot of ups and downs, but you know, Sam's done a pretty good job. So, fortunately for us, there's been a few more ups than downs. But it's a process, and like any, I'd probably say all the same things any NFL head coach would say. That you know, I think his growth process has been terrific. I mean, the other 10 guys around him look at him and have a lot of confidence in him, and that, to me, that's as big an indicator of anything as anything.
Did you give any thought after you drafted him of maybe having them observe and absorb, which is what a lot of first round, not a lot maybe, but some.
Sure. And there's all different ways to go. As we know, every different way you can do a rookie quarterback. I mean, they're well documented. You know, a couple of years ago it was Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan went right away. You know, Donovan McNabb, when I was there in 99, he was into the 10th game before he went. You know, some guys wait a couple, 3 years. Steve Young, whatever, however many examples you want to do. We didn't go in with any preconceived plan as to when Sam might become the quarterback. We kind of just, we had a veteran here in A.J. Feely who knew the offense, had been familiar with the system, so that helped, and A.J. kicked it off as being the starter. And then, you know, unfortunately for A.J., he hurt his thumb. Sam stepped in there in a preseason game, and the guys kind of rallied around him, and it was obvious to us that Sam should be the starting quarterback on day one.
What were some of the signs that you saw from him, both maybe on the field and then some of the intangibles that made you guys know that he was ready?
Well, quite honestly, it was more of the probably the unseen indicators, in my opinion. That's what I was looking for. You know, command of the huddle, how he handled adversity. Did the other 10 guys, when he walked in the huddle, have a look about them that they felt comfortable with the quarterback? I mean, to me, those things were probably more important than all the skill assets that he has. I mean, we knew he had that skill. We saw it in college. We certainly saw it immediately when we were here in OTAs and throughout training camp. But to me, it was just a matter of, you know, when was the huddle ready for him, and when was he ready for the huddle? And it appeared to us that on about the third preseason game, it was evident to us that he should be the guy.
How's the city of St. Louis taking to him, and he kind of accepting that role as the starting quarterback of, you know, franchise, that kind of deal?
He's not big on titles. You know, we talked a lot when he first got here about, you know, two most important things was for him to become the best teammate he could and to become the best player and let the rest of the stuff take care of itself. But Sam is of tremendously high character. It's a credit to his mom and dad. He is a wonderful guy to work with. His teammates enjoy playing with him. Everybody has the utmost respect for him. And really, when you blurt those two or three things out like I just did, I think that bodes well for a starting quarterback.
As a defensive-based head coach, what have you seen from the Broncos defense? You've had trouble stopping people here lately.
You know, it's funny. Of course, we're an opponent, so I see it a little bit differently. I know, to me, you know, stats don't always tell the indicator. That, I think defensively, they're a very aggressive multiple defense that's hard to attack. I mean, they bring people from all different directions. I think they got some tremendous quality players in the secondary. I'm certainly familiar with Brian Dawkins, who I respect a great deal and love even greater. And then Champ Bailey. I mean, there's a lot of good football players over there. I think they're doing some good things. They're you know, it's going to be tough to handle the pressures that they bring and their aggressive style on the wide receivers. I think they, you know, I think it's a real challenge for our offensive guys.
Steve, you're kind of rare in that you got a rookie quarterback and a rookie left tackle. And any headaches involved with that?
You can only imagine, right? But the headaches get fewer and fewer. I mean, Roger Saffold has done a nice job stepping in there. He really has. He's battled a couple of injuries here and there. But, you know, him and Jacob Bell, you know, have been on that left side and done a nice job. We're fortunate that we have them. You know, right across the board in our offensive line, those guys are getting better and better every game. You know, for a long time there, all throughout last year and really into preseason, we had banged up injuries, couldn't get all five there at the same time. We battled a couple injuries along the way, but hopefully, knock on wood here, we can keep the same five guys intact. I think that helps any quarterback, and it works both ways. I mean, the quarterback helps the O-line, the O-line helps the quarterback.
How do you think your interview went here when you talked to them for this job?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to go back there. I think things work out exactly the way they're supposed to. I think Josh McDaniel is terrific. I got a great deal of respect for him. We know each other quite well. Have had our own battles along the way as coordinators, and I'm happy for him and what he's doing there.
What, did this job intrigue you at all, or were you just going to wait and see what came your way?
I tell you what, I'm the head coach of the St. Louis Rams, and be honest with you, I'm real more concerned about today and what our football team's hopefully trying to do here.
Since you have played Josh in coordinator capacities, how much of what the Broncos are doing now reminds you of the type of defense or type of offenses that you had to prepare for?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, one thing about Josh is he's a creative guy. He's going to take his talent. Whatever he has asset-wise, talent-wise, he's going to use it effectively. I can see that throughout the film that I watch. I got a great deal of respect for him. He's done a lot of good things in this league as a coordinator, and he's doing a lot of good things there as a head coach.
What do you know about gotten to know Stan Kroenke, broke bread with him, all that kind of stuff? What can you tell?
I've known Stan from the beginning. Tremendous amount of respect for him. It's wonderful that he's the head of this whole organization now, because I do believe it all begins at the top. I'm very, very fortunate to have worked with Chip and Lucia as the former owners, and now I feel just as fortunate to have Stan heading up our program.
You know, how tough was last year for you?
Well, not easy. 15 Sundays were tough. There was one there that wasn't so tough. But you know, we knew going forward here right from the beginning there were going to be some bumps along the way. We didn't expect that many. But I still think having gone through that has strengthened us, gotten us to the point where we are now. We got a long way to go. But I think you got to go through those pains, kind of build the foundation, make it a little bit stronger. So we look at the silver lining.
Did you feel like when you got through that, you kind of knew what players were going to be with you going forward?
I got through last year, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, well, sure. The best way to get to know your players, the people in the building, is to go through, you know, go to battle with them, go through a whole season. And in doing that, I think we learn a lot about each other. I learn a lot about myself. I think the players learn about me. I learn about the players. And then we hopefully make the right decisions going forward.
What are your impressions of Tim Tebow, and do you expect to see him, and how much of a headache is he to scheme against?
Well, I think there's always headaches there when you can put somebody in that throws a whole new, different look at you. I mean, Tim obviously can run the football, he can throw it. There's not a lot of tape on him, but what's there, certainly we have to be ready to prepare, I mean, be ready to defend. And so it causes you to, you know, at this point of the season, you only get X number of reps during practice. You're kind of cutting down, and when you have to spend some time on a completely different package, per se, it takes away. So I think what they're doing is really smart, because they force you to work on things that you may or may not see.